Let's pick up Gloria in Colorado, and she's got a teenage girl that's maybe not the happiest, maybe a little mood issues, and maybe even some attention issues. Are you there, Gloria? Whoops, have I got
your show and taking my call, and it is actually an 18-year-old son.
Okay.
But everything you said is true. So
right.
I am desperate. I'm looking for help.
All right. Well, it's kind of interesting when you look at how other countries in the world deal with mood and depression or any of these issues. They deal with it quite differently. Like in Germany, for example, you cannot get any medication if your mood is down or you're depressed in any way. You first must take a fully methylated B vitamin. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And they claim 85% of the people are resolved and their mood swings and all are gone. And so they're very well sold on this, but of course, there's socialized medicine. They have to pay the bill, so they're looking for ways to keep the cost as low as possible. So I would say take a page from their book and try a fully methylated B. That would be like our Max Stress B. And how much does your son weigh? And you said he's 18. Roughly, what does he weigh?
He weighs like 145.
Oh, okay. So I would start him at a half a teaspoon and try to work him up to maybe 2 teaspoons, and that should be more than he needs. And
okay.
See, and you mix it in about 16 to 24 ounces of water and have him sip that after breakfast.
Okay.
And Lord willing, that will give you some help there. Now, the interesting thing is when we have attention deficit issues, we also have an issue usually with adrenaline. The normal treatment that medicine would use for ADD or ADHD would be to use Ritalin. Ritalin is a drug that stimulates the adrenal glands. So in other words, what the conclusion is that there's not enough adrenaline. So one of the things we need to do to help your son and help the normal production of adrenaline is B vitamins. So you can see there's kind of an interesting link between the two, right?
Okay.
Health of the brain and health of the adrenals both depend, and best function, both depend on adequate B vitamins. So this would lead me to think a guy this young has something going on with his intestines. So
okay.
we'd want to know what the heck is that, right?
Okay.
And so he may have eaten a lot of sugar. He may be a sugarholic. Something's going on there, and we should be hunting that down. Also, sleep. He may not be getting enough sleep, or he may go to bed too late. Something may be going on with sleep, and also salt, because all these guys are critical for the adrenals to do their job. And finally, water. So one thing you want to see is how much water does he get in a day? Does he get half his weight in ounces of water? So in his body size, about 75, 72 ounces of water per day. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, increase the water. Salt,
okay.
He should be getting at least a teaspoon per day. Sleep, he's got to have 5 straight hours, not interrupted. If he's getting up to pee, we got to fix that because he needs those 5 straight hours in order to make normal amounts of adrenaline. Okay?
Okay.
And then finally, the B vitamins, which are normally made in your intestines, and you're usually at your best at 18. So we need to find out why he's not at his best there and get that going. And then finally, consistent with 21st century nutrition, we have to ask, is there a scar or trauma to his tailbone, to his sacrum, to his low back that might be reflexing to the adrenals and sedating the normal energy flow there? So those are the things you need to find, okay?
Okay. Doctor, a couple of things. Is there a curate practitioner in Colorado?
Wow. There are maybe a dozen.
Okay.
Are you near Denver?
Yeah, Castle Rock.
Okay. Well, there's several in the Denver area.
Okay.
And some very well-trained people that I have worked with extensively, okay?
Okay.
So just give a buzz to the order line, and they'll help you with that. 800-370-3447.
Okay. You said something interesting on the intestines.
Yes.
He seemed to have a lot of problems with kind of allergies. His nose is always running and that kind of stuff.
Well, the nose running might suggest he's not digesting the food so well.
Okay.
See, because what the body produces mucus for is to block uptake of something.
Okay.
So it could be airborne, but often at his age it could be foodborne. That's what you want to look for. And if that's the case, then he may not have enough salt. He may not be able to digest his food well. He may be consuming a lot of dairy, and he can't digest it. All those things have to be looked at. And if he likes cheese, you can get him the good cheeses that are aged, say, a year or more. There's no lactose left. They don't usually produce mucus. It's the overnight trash cheese that you get in the fast food places that is really the challenge. But remember, nose would relate to liver, and liver would relate to digestion. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
So
you're welcome.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye now.